RFCM.
CM and 4ZLK. Good morning, Fred.
Hey, good morning. No rain, but plenty of it, haven't we, Shane? W4FCM.
Had a year's supply yesterday.
I'm afraid to cut the yard. I don't know when that's going to be. It's looking like a jungle out there.
Wednesday? Or maybe it was Thursday. I cut it Thursday, and then I cut it again Saturday.
You're getting it right between storms. Yeah. Maybe if it doesn't rain much today, I can get it tomorrow morning. We have to cut it wet. Don't like to do it, but I don't know. It's not looking like any big dry spells.
It was quite some rain and some storms. I went through a couple of hailstorms yesterday on the way into work.
But that's not good. Didn't hurt your car, did it?
Small, but it was loud. It was hard to hear anything.
Yes, we missionaries in Swaziland, as you know, we had 3-inch diameter hail, no exaggeration. I measured it and took a picture. It went right through the roof, beat both windshields out of my car. People walking down the road, bleeding, dazed, cows dead. 3-inch diameter hail falling from 10,000 feet up. This hard plastic tight sliding board these kids had, punched a hole right through it like a die, just boom, right through the board. So I've never seen such a storm. To my loud, we had a tin roof. All my whole family was in the hall, covered up with a roar, it's like a train. So yeah, 3-inch diameter hail is the biggest I've ever seen.
Pretty big hail, and that would, I imagine that created a lot of damage. I know one time my sister lives in Tennessee, and they had hail fall that was the size of baseballs. And she put one in the freezer. She had it in there for a long time, just for proof, but that's probably about the same size, 3 inches or so.
Yeah, that's about it, yeah. I can't wonder how many times they've gone up and down, tried to cut the rings, count the rings, but I couldn't, yeah. They've been tossed up and down, but well, I'm glad you weren't hurt and your car wasn't damaged. It's noisy, but thank goodness it's just rain here. The garden's looking good, mosquitoes are loving it. Just have positive things.
Mosquitoes over there, because they love me, too.
Why, they just like my blood type or something. As much medicine I take, I think they leave me drugged, but they seem to enjoy it.
People who don't seem to be bothered by them, but they certainly like me. I'm the same way. It must be my blood type or something. But anyway, I'll let you go. I just wanted to say good morning to you. Hope you have a good day, and hope it dries out enough for you to cut your grass.
Thank you. Very kind of you to call. Thank you. And yeah, my neighbor claims she cannot be bitten by a mosquito. I thought, wow, must be nice. All right, W4FCM. So I guess you're getting some sleep here, W4FCM.
In the house. I do know that poison ivy doesn't affect me. One of my sons, it really bothers him if he gets in it, but I've never had it, never been affected by poison ivy. So that's kind of nice, too. Anyway, have a good day. And for ZLK.
Thanks, Chad. It's nice you have me to go get a shot. So, hey, good that neither of us have certain things that bothers. W4FCM sign.
KX and 4ZLK.
Shane, KO4HKX.
I'm going to thought I'd see if you're around before I get to the house.
Backing in here to next stop. I'll be here in a few minutes.
Get rained on yesterday?
Didn't get too much rain while I was out working. I mean, a couple of sprinkles here and there, but nothing serious.
It seemed to follow me all the way to work. It didn't go by it rained a little bit at the house. Short periods of heavy rain, but well, that storm that went, there were two or three storms that went over easily in Pickens and Greenville and Malden, but I hit every angle of it, it seemed like.
I stayed just ahead of that in my travels, and I was glad that I was watching the storm come across, come up through there, and I was trying to stay ahead of it, and I got lucky.
I sat in my car 5 or 10 minutes past my start time because it was raining so hard. I thought to myself, I am not getting out and getting wet and then have to be wet all night long. I had a rain jacket, but as hard as it was coming, that wasn't going to really help.
You hate to start the night off that way, because then it makes for a miserable rest of the night.
socks wet. I had boots, but still, they're waterproof, but it can still get in the top of them.
Run down after everything else gets soaking wet.
But I hope you have a good day. I'm tired. I'm about to pull in the driveway, and I'm going to go in and go right to bed if I can. So I will talk to you later. And, yes, I worked on the bunk beds a little bit this weekend, but granddaughter Ada was over for a couple of nights, so that kind of got in the way of it, too.
Glad to hear you worked on them, but I'm glad you got to spend time with the granddaughter. That's more precious than anything. And I hope you get you some rest today, so you can go into work tonight well rested and ready to do it again. KO4HKX.
Later. Hope you have a good day. Be careful. N4 ZLK clear.
HKX clear.